I've just got memories of All Saints when I was a teenager, and All Saints Vicarage was in Barton Street, where the police station is now, and that was a large vicarage, and a family came to live in it. Prior to that, during the war, it was just one bachelor priest lived in it. But then a family came, and they made a lot of difference to the parish and so on. And we had Bible class on a Sunday afternoon in that in the vicarage thing. And we did the youth club and other got at the garden parties that we had. We did various, like we'd be a cowboy, you know, we'd dress up and do a show with a theme, like gypsies or cowboys, or I think we even blacked up on one occasion, and the vicar's wife assured us that we would be able to get the black stuff off our faces, but I'm afraid it we went to school with traces of it for about a week afterwards, and my mother was quite cross. and the youth club was you know, part of our life, really, for a lot of us. And those of us that went to single-sex schools, which most of them were then, it was quite nice to sort of be able to mix, you know, socially with boys and girls together. And we had a table tennis team, and our table tennis team, the girls' team, never won a match, unless it was a bye. But the boys' team did quite well. So it was, yes, it was part of our daily life. We met in the Allington Hall, which was on the corner of Millbrook Street and Derby Road, and is now built over with just new houses opposite the previous Central School in Derby Road. We did several pantomimes, and I've got photographs of them, which I think are already been recorded, the photographs. We did concert, we did old time music halls, and as I say, we at the fete we usually did some entertainment of some kind. I know on one occasion we did a concert in the Allington Hall, and me and my friend were supposed to be singing a duet, and we were supposed to be singing "The Lord Is My Shepherd." Well, I suspect most of you know that there are two tunes to that, and we had practiced it. And I was singing the alto part, and the accompanist struck up on the piano, and my friend sang the wrong song. So I glared at her, and then she realised what she'd done, and then the pianist struck up again, and we sang it properly. And with the same girl, we were in a concert, and she had a very nice long dress on that she sang, and she was quite a pretty girl, and she got wolf whistles and that when she came on in it. And I was also going to sing a solo, and she lent me her dress. Why I agreed to wear it, I don't know. And of course, there was a sort of a puzzled... When I came on dressed in it, there was a sort of a puzzled silence for a bit. I don't think I got any wolf whistles, but anyway, I haven't forgotten that. Also, once we had a young chap from who was in the RAF, which was local, and fairly local, and he was a conjurer. He belonged to the magic circle, or so he would have us believe. But anyway, he did do... you know, the usual things, producing lots of flags or something and coloured handkerchiefs and things. And he asked me if I would play the piano. I can't remember. I think it was Autumn Leaves I was playing. Played for him on the piano. What he didn't tell me was you were supposed to keep going until he finished the end. So I came to the end of the piece and I stopped. He was carrying on doing this, you know, getting the things. And he was going... desperately trying to get me to, I suddenly caught on and started playing a game. I haven't forgotten that either.